drink.
Well, we had a cream separator, and if you wanted to, we down it. We sold cream. We'd separate it and get the cream out of it and sell the cream. Run it through this cream separator. Mm-hmm.
Now, before you ran it through the separator, did you have to pour the milk through anything to get the impurities out?
No.
Did you have to strain
it? Put it through a strainer.
Okay.
Strained it.
Okay.
Whatever.
That's what I wanted to know.
Yeah, a milk strainer. I got some old milk strainers.
Did what would they have called milk that's gone sour? What would they have called that? Did they have a name for it?
Well, it'll curdle.
Okay. And was there anything you could that people made out of that sour milk?
Oh yeah, they made a lot of things. Use sour milk for a lot of things.
Like what?
Cottage cheese.
Well, she'd know more about that than me.
Cottage cheese and all smear case they called it in those days.
Smear case?
That was good.
Smear case.
Oh. Huh. But now you buy it.
Mm. Milk the cows by hand. Mm. You know, sit down on a milk stool and milk an old cow. And I had a cat one time. You take cow's tit and squirt the milk. Oh, far from here to her farther. He'd sit up and just open his mouth and drink that milk. Mm. Mm.
Did they have a name for milk that was really thin or watery? Would they have?
Skim milk.
Skim milk?
Okay. That was what the milk you got back when you separated. And fed that to pigs. We drank a lot of it, fed a lot of it to pigs. Mm.
What kind of breads did you eat growing up? What kind of
homemade
breads would
bread.
You... Huh?
Homemade bread. Mother made all of it.
What kinds? Did she make cornbread?
Cornbread, white bread, some wheat bread.
Biscuits.
Mm. Well, she'd make good biscuits.
What would she put in there to make the bread rise? Would she use...
Yeast.
Okay. Now, a couple other things I was wondering. A minute ago I was asking about chipped beef. I was wondering what they call around here when they dig a big pit outside and they slaughter a hog or a calf and cook it over that pit. What would they call that?
Barbecue.
Okay.
Barbecue pit.
Okay. I was wondering if you ever heard of people in this area making illegal alcohol. Was that ever done much?
Oh, yeah, I found one time.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, I was going up in the mountains trying to slip a party pack. Well, they had, I don't know just how the process was. I never made it. But we opened this little, there's a little hole dug back in the wall of a kind of a cliff. We opened that door and looked in there. And they had all kinds of copper tubing around in there. And how it worked, I never did.
Yeah.
And then the sour mash, you can smell the sour mash, corn.
What would they have called illegal alcohol? What did they call that?
Homebrew.
Homebrew? Okay. Ever call it moonshine?
Moonshine, too, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Can you remember when you had your first soft drink growing up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we used to make... you got a little bottle about that high, about that big square. It made 5 gallons of root beer. You mix that with 5 gallons of water. You make 5 gallons of root beer.
What do people call soft drinks around here? They call them sodas or pops?
Pop, sodas.
Okay. And I'm sure y'all had these up at the church where... Every family kind of brings something to eat and you get together.
Potluck.
Yeah. Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
A potluck?
Potluck.
Okay. And